an ISB Audio production. Welcome to PantherPod, award-winning content from the students and staff at the International School of Bangkok. For a long time, when we thought of who has a marketing department, businesses and startup companies came to mind. Today, however, schools are increasingly investing time and resources into marketing their mission, brand, and more. Today, I talk with ISB Marketing Director Shelley Bragg about how marketing works at ISB. We get into the whole idea of branding, talk about visions, throw around ideas, discuss channels. It gets pretty exciting. Let's go. Shelley Bragg, thanks so much for joining us on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, Shelley, you are a marketing expert here, actually even the director of marketing at the International School in Bangkok. And some people might be a little confused, and let's start right there at the beginning. What is marketing all about?
Good question. And I think there is a lot of confusion around marketing, and I think particularly then marketing at international schools. But a lot of people think advertising when you say marketing. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, marketing is an all-encompassing idea, includes so much more. And so for us here at school, it includes different events for marketing. It includes the advertising online and in print. It includes corporate relationships. It includes storytelling. It includes development, looking at the product, making sure that we have a product that's marketable within the market that we're in. It's looking at the competition. It's doing research. So all of those areas fall into marketing. But essentially, the key idea is to make sure that an organization can remain sustainable and that can fulfill its vision. That's how I look at it.
So you mentioned product. Is product the ideas, the teaching, the students, maybe all of them? What's that mean to you?
Yeah, all of them. I mean, really, when we're looking at how are we serving our students? That's our main aim at ISB in terms of what are we providing for our students and what quality is that and what programs are we offering in relation to what other schools are doing as well.
So marketing could have a couple roles, I'm guessing. One could be, well, at its base level, just to create awareness about the school, to bring people to the school to perhaps become students. But I heard you mention vision, too. Is there sort of two tracks going on there? One is to share the vision that's going to help change the world in a good way and also to bring in students. Is there a percentage maybe you could give of what role that plays?
So what we look at, and this might be a good way to explain it, we look at two key objectives which really serve each other. But the one is branding. Right? So how we're presenting ourselves, how we're communicating our brand, how we're telling our story, and the other is driving enrollment. So those are two sort of big things that we look at, and all of our marketing functions, we sort of fit into these two. Now, of course, the first one serves the second one, but that's easy for us to sort of distinguish the work that we're doing and where the direct drive for enrollment is and where some of it is sort of a longer gain. In terms of the vision, you know, that's what the school is here for. We're here for that vision statement. And so it's our job in marketing to make sure that this organization can be sustainable so that we can be serving that mission and serving our students.
Well, let's talk about just the concept of brand. I think maybe for educators that might be new to them. So tell me if I'm right. Like, to me, a brand is when I see a logo of some company, I get a feeling or an emotion about that, and maybe a story is attached to that. Is that what you're looking to do when it comes to brand? Is that what branding is?
Yeah, we're looking to build loyalty, right? So by having a strong brand visually and then also communicating our message clearly, then you can have people really become loyal to your brand. If they really understand who you are and what you're about, and so that storytelling piece is really important. But then visually, people need to be able to recognize that consistency. Okay, yes, now I'm seeing ISB in all these places and in places that also tell that story. You know, then hopefully they start to really build a connection to our brand.
Okay. So let's move a little bit maybe to the day-to-day. So Shelley, as teachers, we kind of know what we do. We got these kids in front of us, and we hopefully teach them or entertain them or keep them so they don't run away from us or something. So what does a marketing person do? Like, what does your day look like?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I wish I could give a...
What's a great day?
A regular day.
What's a great day look like? Like, where you're like, whoa, that was awesome.
One thing I can say about my days is that they vary a lot. Mm-hmm. So the different, and this is one thing that I really enjoy about marketing schools, is that you're involved in so many different projects. You know, it could be great. The Shark Tank event is coming up, and so I get an email about that. What can we do within this event to leverage it? Mm-hmm. Great, that's something we can work on. It can be last week we were in China at a school fair there, you know, doing some research into that market for us. So you're pulled into so many different areas because there's so many different things happening in the school that, one, help us tell our story, but also there's so many different market channels and things we can be doing external to the school, you know, that we get to be involved in, the different events we get to go to. We do a lot of work with chambers of commerce in the city. So, you know, my one day could be half a day in town meeting with chamber people and going to events there to network and just build our relationships there as well.
So wait, when you're leaving the school, you're not going to Starbucks?
Many meetings are at Starbucks. Oh, it's great.
That was smart. Yeah. Well, let's talk about channels a little bit. So from what I understand, channels are you have content, ideas, whatever, and you push it down those channels. Those channels might be a magazine, a radio ad, an event you mentioned where you go to and meet people. Can you help us understand what channels are so that educators can get a grip on what the idea of taking content and putting it down a channel would look like?
Right. So the two big things that we focus on are getting content to people that are not in Bangkok, that are thinking of moving here, and so need to be able to access information about ISB, and we want to be able to know that they know about ISB before they're making that school decision. And then we've got, great, we need to get visibility within Bangkok. So we have different platforms for different things.
Okay.
Our main
platform. Would you call those platforms channels? Is that using the same, did I use the right word?
You use the right word. Yours is better because platform is some of the channels.
But that's what you mean. Okay, got it. I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. So I think a main platform that probably the community have seen us use is Facebook, and that's because it can serve us in both of those markets. We can use it to target quite a lot to people that are not here yet, and we can use it to push it out to people that are here. So depending who our audience is at that time, you know, we can pick and choose who we want that content to get to. And it's such a powerful tool for us to be able to do that, so it's great. But so, for instance, if we're trying to get things out in Bangkok, then we have quite a few channels. Our relationships with the chambers help a lot. We get a lot of communication out through them. That's where the local media will help us. So we'll put our adverts in. We'll put events in different magazines within Bangkok or within newspapers.
Okay.
So that really serves us locally, and that also serves us for branding. We think that's an important part, just to be seen, families, you know, at different schools and things like that. And then online, it's really Facebook. Is our biggest one that we probably spend the most on in terms of time and money when we're trying to access people not here yet, and on Google, Google AdWords, SEO, and just our content marketing on our website to make sure that we really show up when people are trying to find us.
Okay. So you do, the school does Google ads, Facebook ads, and those are nice because they can micro-target, right? So you talked about China, it can micro-target somebody from China, except both those things are blocked there. But if they weren't,
we use Bing. We use Bing in China.
Okay, yeah, or Weibo or whatever. Yeah, yes. Gotcha.
And on that, so what we do for Google is we run a series of ads, and then we also do a series of inbound campaigns. And that's when we can really target to some groups that we want to make sure that we're sort of answering their questions and needs very specifically. So we have a few inbound campaigns that we run, which is basically creating content and running the adverts, trying to get that small subset of a group to then engage with us all the way through to inquiring and admissions.
Okay.
And I'd say the other interesting thing about marketing at a school is essentially the admissions team is our sales team. You know, we wouldn't really call them our sales team, but if you're looking at another company, you'd have marketing and sales.
Sure, yeah.
So what we do is we're trying to get everyone to that inquiry stage. And then once they've inquired and they're in the hands of admissions, and we've got a fabulous team nurturing them through all the way to hopefully enrollment.
Okay.
So we work in partnership with admissions, and it's our job to get the strong leads in so that admissions can then do the rest.
So when you bring in those strong leads to admissions and the person doesn't sign up, do you ever walk in there screaming and say, you know, I can't do everything. I bring in these quality leads and you guys are blowing it. Does that happen much?
No, because I have full faith in that team.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the effectiveness of marketing. So as a teacher, I give, I don't know, tests or assessments, and I can see whether I'm the best teacher or the worst or somewhere in the middle. How do we know that marketing works? And I guess you can talk a little bit about the analytics from the inbound traffic, but maybe there's other stuff, that face-to-face and things. Like, how do you know what works and what doesn't?
It's a challenge. You know, I think especially especially from the branding, especially on the indirect stuff that we do, where it's really hard to assess the impact unless it's through surveys. So basically, it's also why I really appreciate digital marketing, because at least you have that analytic that you can see. But so what we do is, obviously, we get feedback from our surveys for when parents have sort of recently started, and we try and get information about how they found out about ISB. And now we've built it out to a number of categories, so we can find out, was social important? Was the adverts, you know, important? And we have categories that we're measuring to give us some information. And then digitally, we can obviously set a series of KPIs or key performance indicators for different things, like the reach, the engagement, and we can, through our inbound campaigns, we can track people all the way through to enrollment. So we can really see if they followed that whole process all the way through. But now, of course, you lose people in the process. And the sales cycle in schools, which is also weird. So different to business, right? And if you're selling a product, because it can be a 1 to 3 year sales journey.
Okay.
So let's say you engage with someone in their first year, but they're only thinking about coming in a year and a half. They might drop off how we're measuring them and then sort of come back to us later. Mm-hmm. You know, so at least when we get the email addresses, we have a way to track. But some of it is hard, and some of it is just based on experience and knowing the powerful impact of word of mouth. So for a lot of the branding and the indirect stuff, you know that those positive experiences with individual parents, prospective parents, or current parents, you know that that can channel through in word of mouth. And that still for ISB is our biggest, it's our biggest and our cheapest, you know, marketing channel.
And powerful, right?
Yes, it's just our parents that are happy that are recommending us to everyone else, and students and teachers. So making sure that we foster that. And we do get some measured statistics from surveys about that, which helps.
Sure. Because schools are quite different. If I'm going to buy a microphone, I can always return it. But if it's my child, you have to create trust, or make me feel that I can trust you, I guess. And and that whole thing is quite different, I would say. Now, have you done marketing outside of education, or have you always done it in the education world?
I have.
My question is it quite different, or is it really the same thing, and we just think we're different as educators?
No, I think it's quite different.
Is it? Okay.
The function of the job is quite different. Mm-hmm. Of course, the overall aims, I guess, are the same, but the way that you do it, I believe, is quite different. The way that you sell certain things is quite different. And with schools, you know, particularly ISB, we're a nonprofit. Nonprofit. We're doing marketing. We have a admissions team, which could essentially be sales, but we're a nonprofit. We're not here to make money. When I worked out of schools before, it was sort of in retail. I mean, there you're like pushing product as well as a service, like a delivery service on top of it. But it's really about profit is your aim.
Yeah.
That's not it here. Now we're just going for sustainability. We want to make sure that we can have the best programs and the best school and the best teachers. And then you need a certain number to be able to maintain that.
Okay. All right. So final question before we play our game. What's the best part about doing marketing at school? Like maybe somebody might ask you that who's outside of the school or out of the education world. They're like, you know, Shelley, why do you do this? Like, what's cool about marketing for schools?
It's the people and it's the culture of schools. It just makes for such a wonderful working environment when you're, you know, your aim is to support people who are very passionate about what they do and to support student learning. And it's wonderful to be around that and to be marketing that. It's just feels great.
It's not the summer vacation. Of course, I don't know if you get that in your role, but
the vacations help a lot too.
That's all right,
I won't lie.
I like education because you get to restart again. You know, every fall you get to try again.
Yeah.
Make another shot at it. And I don't think that happens in most careers. All right, let's play the game then, buy, sell, or hold. And this is a game where I'm going to give you an idea, and you have to say whether you would buy that idea, sell that idea, or hold that idea. You ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. First idea is, in the future, 3D tours will become one of the main ways people check out our school. Would you buy that idea, sell that idea, or hold it?
So I'm going to say I'm going to buy that idea because I agree with it. I think it's already here. So now if I'm thinking of stocks, I'm buying it because I want it.
It's going to go up in value and happen, right?
Exactly. Okay. And I think people are going to use it even more and to a better quality in the future.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. The marketing of ISB will be so effective. Our school will grow to 3 campuses and over 10,000 students. Would you buy, sell, or hold that? No pressure, because that you'd be sort of responsible for that.
Does hold mean that I'm not buying or selling it?
That's right. That's exactly what it means. And are you saying you'd hold that?
I think I would sell that idea.
Oh, you don't think it'll happen?
I don't.
Shouldn't the school have a marketing person who can get 300,000 people in the door? Or no?
I don't think that's our key objective.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so you would sell that idea. Okay, next one. Buy, sell, or hold, all admissions and marketing reps will wear a Panther mascot suit during work hours at least once a week.
I'm going to hold this idea because, you know, in time, it might be something that we want to do.
Okay. Now, you know that's been recorded, so if somebody ends up in that suit, they'll know who to blame.
We already have one very dedicated staff member, shout out to him, who wore that suit on a very hot day at a fair that we went to.
Oh.
Not in his job description at all, but he did a great job.
And did he get a lot of water and fluids? And
he did. He had regular breaks.
He kept him hydrated.
And he had water. Yes. And, you know, he was very kind to have done that for us.
It sounds more like a place that the bad student should go as a form of punishment or something. I don't know. Okay, final question. You ready? Buy, sell, or hold the idea that the KYP Gumboot dancers from South Africa will move permanently to Bangkok and join the Tawanadong stage performance for 2020.
Going to sell that idea.
Oh, why did you say that?
Only because I know they love South Africa and they're going to want to stay home.
Okay, all right.
But visit us still.
All right, Shelley Bragg, thank you so much for your time today and sharing your views.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to another edition of Panther Pod. We look forward to talking with you again soon.